Welcome back. It is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David, and sorry if you guys heard me breathing. All hard over the intro, but that's okay. My computer is doing something crazy tonight, so I don't know. But it's all good. We're still here. Hopefully this is not a omen of things to come. You know, sometimes things don't work out exactly the way I want them to, technically. But that's right. From a technical standpoint, let's put it that way. But anyhow, welcome everybody. We are coming off our Pride 48 live streaming event that we did on Sunday. It was a fun time. Had a lot of fun chatting with everybody in the chat room and interacting. And that's what I like to do. I think I should be a talk show host, because I like to interact with people. And sometimes it's very hard to get the right type of energy when I'm just kind of here, just kind of talking about different things. But I have fun. So it was fun. So if you haven't been to pride48.com, go over there. All the shows during the live streaming event, I think everybody, there was 3 days. It was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I think everyone had a great time. There were some new podcasts that I had never heard before that were awesome. Ding the Bell, that was hilarious. And there's some great people and a great organization. If you're there and you want to support Pride 48, go to the homepage and hit donate for those good people over there. Hopefully in the future, I would go back having a weekly live stream like I did before. But right now, you know, my job is to the fact that to the place where I just work all the time, it seems like. And that's why I'm turning my work phone off right now. Well, at least put it on silent so you guys won't hear it. I just work so much, and it's just, I'm trying to, and I was thinking about this earlier tonight, because I was, I started the wash machine. Well, I hadn't started. I put my clothes in the wash machine, and I was doing some things around the house, and I'm like, okay, where's the washing, the laundry detergent? And I forget to pick up laundry detergent. So it's nothing like having a whole bunch of smelly boy clothes, which is me, I'm a boy, you know, just sitting in half in the hamper and half in the washer without any laundry detergent. I'm like, well, I don't have anything to wear, because, you know, I've worked so much, I've depleted everything. And I was like, oh, hell. So I wasn't about to leave at this time of night and go get some laundry detergent. But hopefully, because I have a really long day tomorrow, excuse me, hopefully I will be able to get those washed before Saturday, and early Saturday, because we just received, once again, I have to send a shout out to the organizers of Indie PopCon. It's the second year for their event up there in Indianapolis, Indiana. So if you don't have anything to do this weekend, it's not like, you know, some of the Wizard World cons, some of the other cons out there. It's very inexpensive, and it's a huge event. And I think they're having it at the Indianapolis Convention Center. But last year we went for the first time, and we had a blast. We just went up there for a day, so I'm doing that again, because, again, I can't have too many days off in a row without worrying that some of the things going on in my job won't get taken care of. But that's a story for another time. But you've all heard it. You've all heard it. So if you don't have anything to do this weekend and you're in the Indianapolis area, I'm in southern Indiana, so I'm only like 3 hours away. So if you're in, if you want a day trip, just like we day trip to St. Louis, you heard that podcast here. If you want a day trip, just roam over to Indianapolis, Indianapolis Convention Center, and check out what's going on at Indie PopCon. I'm actually going with the cast of the Thought Bubbles podcast, Chris and Elaine, who are friends of mine. Like, we went to Indie. There's so many conventions now. You just get them confused. But Indianapolis has several, and this particular one, this is. It's not Indiana Comic Convention. This is Indie PopCon, which I think it had a lot more energy than the Indiana Comic Convention. Lord help me. And so that's what I'm going to do Saturday. Hopefully, I'm crossing my fingers. If nothing goes, if my schedules for my sites hold up, then I will be traversing to Indianapolis early Saturday morning. I'm like, when am I going to sleep? And that's my whole thing. Like, when am I going to sleep? You know, I have laundry to do now. I have a long day tomorrow. I have a long day on Friday. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to get to sleep because, and don't tell anybody, I did nothing today. I did absolutely nothing because I was over it. I was over it. Like I always say, I try to find the balance, and I haven't found the balance, and it's really starting to annoy me to where I'm not even enjoying, you know, life anymore. Although, you know, even without the job, my life was still pretty packed, but there were some places where I could just, if I didn't want to do anything during the day, you know, I didn't feel guilty about laying around in my pajamas all day watching television. I haven't turned my television on, really. Since all the shows went to hiatus, although coming up pretty soon, we'll have the new season of Teen Wolf. Am I too old to be watching Teen Wolf? Am I too old to be watching that? Somebody please let me know. So that's one of the things that's kind of been getting on my nerves. And sorry if this sounds really low, because I don't know. It seems like my microphone is not working completely. We're gonna do a little test here and see if it's if you guys can hear me. Hopefully, it's not too bad. And but anyhow, Teen Wolf is coming out, so I'll start watching TV again, and then it sounds fine. And then we will start talking about Teen Wolf a little bit, and then. But I've been watching like old episodes of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. But I've been watching it on my iPad at nighttime. I prop it up, you know, on the nightstand, and then go to sleep watching that. But anyhow, I'm going to Indie PopCon this weekend. So hopefully, I want you guys to tell me who should I get a picture with, because it's not really a main person that I want to get a picture with this weekend. But there's Casper Van Dien. You know, from Starship Troopers, which I've seen that movie before, and he's really, really cute. And then there is Edward James Olmos, which, you know, from Dexter, that one season of Dexter. And also, he is on the latest season of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He got killed. Y'all know that. And then also, the guy who played, I can't think of his name, Ted, played Flash Gordon in the original, I think it was only one, Flash Gordon movie. And I'm like, oh, that's a part of my childhood. I absolutely loved that movie. You know, with Ming the Merciless and all that kind of stuff. I always wanted Ming the Merciless rings. I thought that was very cool. But so who should I take a picture with? Although, I will say, Casper Van Dien's picture is 40. Edward James Olmos, I hope I'm saying his name right, is 60. I don't know if I can give you $60 for a picture. So y'all don't tell me, tell me to take a picture with him, because, but you know, he's kind of iconic. You know, he's been around forever. He's won an Emmy, I believe. He's been on a ton of shows. I love Dexter. And when are we going to get Dexter Pops? We need Dexter Pops. What do you guys think? We need to write Funko, and we need to get some Dexter Pops. What else is there? But then there's Casper Van Dien. Again, he's really, really hot. So So you guys tell me, out of those three, who should I take a picture with? Because I'm getting a picture with someone. I'm right now kind of finding. I lost some of my blank variants, so I need to find a couple of those and get those done. I'm gonna take my sketchbook up there with me, and then some money. There's a couple of things that I do want to buy. They do have a Andrew Luck exclusive to Indie PopCon, which is pretty good. That's a pretty big deal. For them, for a pop, Funko Pop figure, so that'd be cool. I want to pick that up. They'll want $30 for it, but this event, and I have to say, is not as expensive as some of the Wizard World events that I've been to, where there's things that are just kind of astronomical. But you always find it. So hopefully, I'll get to get do some interviews, more interviews this time, because like I said, they did give us a press pass. So that's one of the reasons I'm going. You can't knock the free stuff, right? So we're gonna go check them out and support them once again for a phenomenal event that they put on last year. So it can only get better, right? It can only get better. So when we come back, we have a lot to talk about tonight. Well, not a lot, but enough. So, but I'm not gonna stay long because y'all know I got stuff to do. But although I'm not doing laundry, so I'm not doing laundry, so that's not one of the things. But I need to kind of plan out my day for tomorrow, so I need to go to bed. And I want to get some more sleep. Because, like I told you guys, I didn't do anything today. Because I've been so busy. I've been working anywhere from 16 to what, 20 hours a day. Really, I've been working that much. At least 16 hours a day for like the last week or more. And today I'm like, although I did do some work. I checked some work emails and I took my phone calls and everything. But and I made some appointments, but I'm like, I'm not leaving this. And it's so hot. Too much to be handling. But anyhow, tonight we're going to talk about the Confederate flag. I have to say something about it. But what I have to say about it, it comes from an article from Instinct about how now people are attacking the Pride flag. And then we're also going to talk about the really, and I will play, we'll do that next. That colorful interview from a gentleman that is that told the reporter like a tornado girl, and hopefully we'll have some bites with that, some fun with that later. And also a Baltimore police officer comes out about the corruption in the BPD. And Stan Lee weighs in on Spider-Man. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that, all of that more here on the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back. Thank you. That's how I feel because I work so much at the point of no return. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. Welcome to the new and some old people to the chat room, Pocalese and Wayne. What's up? How you doing? Where you been? Oh, and I forgot to say, if you did miss the live, the Pride 48 live streaming event on my live episode over there, it is here on Spreaker and iHeartRadio. And I think it says Pride 48 live streaming event. So I did, I called it Glitter and the Geek. It was mostly that on Sunday. And like we gave away comic books. I still had to get with one of the contest winners about the first Glitter in the Geek mystery box that's going out as a prize on Sunday. But I hope you guys are enjoying what you're hearing here, on Pride 48. Like I said, there's so many podcasts over there that, you know, and there's so much talent and so many people have with different points of view. It's kind of refreshing, especially in the community that I'm in. It's refreshing to see so many talented individuals sharing. And then everybody says they like my voice. I don't get it because I hate my voice. I don't like how it sounds, and I guess I just have to live with it, right? But thank you guys for checking us out whenever, wherever, however you're catching the show, whether here on Spreaker.com, Stitcher.com, or on iTunes. If you haven't subscribed on iTunes, you can hop over there and type in the 5x5 Podcast. There are several, but just look for my pretty face and hit subscribe. And also check me out on the blog, which is not updated right now, the 5x5.blogspot.com, the 5s are numeric, and send me a voicemail. There is a button on the blog where you can send a voicemail, and I will play them here on the show, even if they're really, really mean. You might not like the response that I give, but they're not all that nice. Anyhow, so here lately, I had to say something about it, and because it's gotten so much attention, and it wasn't even about what had happened that kind of prompted this interview of this very colorful individual named Courtney Barnes. And Courtney has long green tresses like Polaris from the X-Men and long green fingernails like Viper from the X-Men. But he's black and he's a boy. But he's fabulous. And he tells his story to a reporter about what happened. What happened during some type of accident that involved the police and a runaway or something that happened. But I'm gonna let you guys hear the audio, and then you guys can tell me what you feel, I think, or if you just enjoy it. It's, you know, the news is, well, here. News is so boring. This kind of lifted the news day that day. Here we go.
You can look at me. What'd you see?
Okay, well, I'm a witness here. What I seen was a horrible, tragic situation. The guy was coming down, and I guess the police was trying to do a stop point. The man said, no, not today. And they began to race behind each other like cats and dogs. The police officer got behind the man and started going so fast his car spinned out of control. Girl, he hit the pole. His head went to one side, and his body went to the other side, and this is the result. Lord be with this young man. He need a blessing.
So where were you when this happened?
Well, ma'am, I was actually going to buy me a piece of burger from Burger King. And I just stopped right in the middle because my hunger just went away. Because when I seen that accident, girl, I just began to be nosy. And I just had to just understand that somebody was experiencing this difficulty moment that was just not. Ma'am, I just cannot bear to continue to talk because it's just
so. Tell me what you saw. Did the police?
What I seen was that the police officer was merging towards the front, and the car gunned a little right, and then the police officer kind of submerged, and both of them interacted, and it was a full twist about, and the police car just twisted around like a tornado, girl, and the Lord just shook it up, and the man just got injured, and now the result is this police officer don't know if his life is going to continue to make it, or he going to just tap out.
What did you see the officer do? Did you see?
Saw him. Yes, ma'am. The police officer car fishtail. That's what happened. It fishtail, ma'am.
I have to say that is the funniest thing I've heard all year, hands down. It's the funniest thing. The young man's name is Courtney Barnes. He's a resident of Jackson, Mississippi, and he witnessed the accident while en route to Burger King, where he planned to get himself a piece of a burger. You know, black people, we can be so colorful. And if you're black and gay, and you might be drag on the side, no tea, no shade. That's not me being funny. We can be so colorful, and I love it. He said, instead of getting his piece of a burger, he saw a police car twist around like a tornado girl. That's what he said. And he was overcome with emotion and what seems like genuine compassion for the victims of the crash. Barnes described the scene in such a dramatic fashion. For a moment, we forgot that he was standing in front of a scene of an accident. Absolutely. The video of the eyewitness account went viral almost instantly, with his fluorescent green ponytail, matching nails, and makeup on fleek. I hate that saying. Barnes has undeniable star quality. Even Nicki Minaj tweeted about him using the hashtag piece of burger. But Barnes didn't just come out of nowhere. The internet wasted no time researching who this star in the making was, and discovered he is a two-time contestant on So You Think You Can Dance. I do remember him now. I remember him now because I used to watch this show. We predict big things in his future, like an Auto-Tune remix of his news report at the least, but even a talk show of some kind if we're lucky. Thanks, Courtney, for doing you and making our day. Watch the must-see video alone. That came from an article off BET.com. But yes, I thought it was hilarious. That's somebody who lives in their truth, you know, and you can't knock somebody for living in their truth. So anyhow, props goes out to Mr. Courtney because he did that. And we're all bitter for it because I can't even get it.
I like a tornado girl.
That's my favorite part. And I'm going to play that all night because I think it's hilarious. So I'm gonna have to look on Twitter here when I go to break and look what piece of burger hashtag what brings that up. But if you're on Twitter, you can also tweet me at the 5x5, or you can follow me on Instagram at one funny guy, the number one FUNNYGUY. Up next, another, you know, I read all my little articles and stuff. You guys better beware. Well, guys and girls, if you run around here with bumps on your private area, I'm going to do something different here. Isn't he awesome, Wayne? That has to be the most fabulous thing I've seen in a very, very long time. Because he let us know.
I like a tornado girl.
And I can't get enough of that right now. But, yeah, I remember him being on, he didn't make it through the first, he didn't have the green hair back then, but I remember seeing him on, So You Think You Can Dance, when I used to watch it. I think the show's still going on. As a matter of fact, I think it's going on now. But you know, more power to him, living your truth. And then, you know, I was talking about work and I just got a text message, and, normally this is the really, a touchy time for me at nighttime when there's shift changes, like 11 and 12 o'clock, and people start calling in, and I just get the most bizarre call-ins, and I'm not even going to answer the phone. Don't call me. Take your behind to work. I've never seen adults that don't want to go to work, and it's easy money. You know, it's a legit job, but it's easy money, and I guess I'm just wired differently. And anybody need a job, call me. I got the hookup. If you want to work, I will get you paid. Anyhow, let's see. So all you guys out there, or even guys, girls, whomever out there, if you're sexually promiscuous or if you're just a man, beware. There's a new condom on the market. It's not made by Magnum. It's not made by Lifestyle. It's not made by Trojan. Teens create a condom that detects sexually transmitted infections. So a trio of enterprising teenagers have created a condom that changes colors or changes a color when it comes in contact with sexually transmitted infection. The STI has built an indicator to detect infections such as chlamydia, syphilis, and others, turning a different color depending on the strain of bacteria present. It is a brainchild of three teens, 14, 13, and 14, pupils at, I guess, Isaac Newton Academy in Lilford, Essex. They wanted to make detecting harmful STIs safer than ever before without the need for invasive tests. One of the 14-year-olds said, "We created the STI as a new way for STI detection to help the future of the next generation. We wanted to make something that makes detecting harmful STIs, I guess they say STIs in Europe, safer than ever before, so that people can take immediate action in the privacy of their own homes without the invasive procedures at the doctors. We made sure we're able to give peace of mind to users and make sure people can be even more responsible than ever before." The article goes on to say, amazing work for these kids. The teens have been awarded with the Teen Tech Gong for best health innovation. They each received £1,000 and a trip to Buckingham Palace from the Tech Teen Awards. So, first of all, my question is, my child is not going to go to school and make condoms. I'm sorry. You need to make a video game, or you need to make a new map, something. Yes, ask little Johnny. Hey, little Johnny, you're going to do the little science fair this weekend? Yes, yes, sir. Yes, I am. So what you doing? Oh, we're making condoms that detect sexually transmitted diseases. Excuse me? Because I know I'm not so naive that I don't think 13 and 14 years old don't know anything about sex. But come on. I think kids are just growing up so fast. And I fear for my 13-year-old nephew. I guess maybe, I'm sure he knows about sex, you know, he hasn't said anything, at least he hasn't said anything to me, but I just think this will grow up so fast, and you just want them to continue to play video games, but I guess you don't want them to completely naive to the world around them, but I think there's a time and place and a moment for everything, and maybe it's just me being a little prudish, but anyhow, so I guess, set aside the fact that these dudes were children who made this, and although it's very conceptual right now, it's not being produced, but they did make an indicator that that can do this and change the color of the condom. But I mean, I'm not putting that on my penis. I'm sorry. I'm not doing it. Although, you know, say you're ready to get busy, you know, for a gay man, you know, there's two penises involved normally. So if my partner, you know, rolls over and he's glowing pink, I'm whooping your butt. You know, that would be the scandal. Like, hey, go on, put that on. Go on, put that on. I want you to go on, put that on. This is safe sex. We're going to go on, knock this on out. And then he's over there turning all kind of colors. Like, he got blue, red, orange, yellow, green. And then it's just a rainbow. You got to get out of my house with your nasty ass, right? That them condoms gonna get somebody killed. They can't put those on the market because somebody will die. I mean, but then the flip side, this is for you straight people. Say you have the condom on and you don't know if your girl's been faithful. You know, you've been smelling a little something, but you know, like maybe that's just, you know, sometimes they have that smell, you know. I know you straight boys love it. I can't do it. But, and so he's, you know, having his moment. They're getting into it. And then they want to change positions. And then all of a sudden, because the condom is came in contact with the bacteria. It didn't flare up orange on him, but now it's a fire alarm red from her. Y'all gonna get somebody killed. Y'all can't produce. I just not thought about it. Y'all can't produce that. Y'all can't produce a condom that detects diseases because y'all gonna get somebody punched right in the face. You know, that ain't gonna work. Anyhow, when we come back, we're gonna talk about Stan Lee and the Baltimore PD that exposed the corruption in the Baltimore Police Department. It's the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We will be right back. Change the way I live my life today. I wouldn't change a single thing. 'Cause if I changed my world into another place, I wouldn't see your smile. Face. I'll always be there, and I'll always care. Ooh, yeah. Honey, don't you worry.
This love, this stuff has filled me up. Ooh, my love.
was Lisa Stansfield, baby. I played that before here on the show. I love her. Wish she had never went away. Welcome back. It's the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. Don't forget, like I was telling you guys earlier, go to the blog, the 5x5.blogspot.com, and leave us a voicemail about anything. Something you heard on the show, your favorite comic book character, make up a really lame excuse to get off work, anything. I want to play this on the show. We'll do them throughout the show. I think they're funny. The question I asked last week, on Sunday during the Pride 48 live streaming event, I asked them to tell me who their favorite comic book character were, or who was the favorite comic book character they would want to have sex with, and the reason why. So you can even leave that. So it's really quick, easy to do. Just click the button on the 5x5.blogspot.com, and you can send me a voicemail. I was looking at Wayne in the chat room was talking about he had Googled some stuff, and he was looking at the memes are a lot funnier than the tweets for piece of burger for the piece of burger hashtag. Just different ones. In case you missed, a viral video leads to arrest. So maybe that guy got arrested. I'm not going to click on it right now. But piece of burger, there was a ton of them on here. Somebody says, I would love to know how many people have ordered a piece of burger from Burger King. I'm going to go to Burger King tomorrow, and I'm like, I need to get me a piece of burger. Does it sound like I'm saying pizza burger? Pizza burger? I'm saying piece of burger. And see what they say. See, but I live in Southern Indiana. Nobody else but me has seen that here. Because everybody here is lame. How do you feel about Southern Indiana, Courtney?
Like a tornado, girl.
Yeah, it is like a tornado. I wish it would hit it. But everybody can live. I don't want anybody to die. but speaking of Burger King, I went there yesterday for breakfast, and I wanted a biscuit. Sometimes you're in the mood for a biscuit. I didn't want no croissant. I wanted a biscuit. But the last time I went there, the biscuits are real hard. But, you know, I'll give another chance because I was working out that way, and I was like, there's nothing else around. I want a biscuit. I want to give them another chance. And I go in there, and so the girl's like, ooh, I remember you. You said the biscuits were hard. I'm like, because they were. And so she's like, well, yeah, wait a minute. And so she goes back to the bag, and she's like, excuse me. She said, the manager says the biscuits aren't really that good today. Excuse me? Are you kidding me? I'm like, so you don't have biscuits? Well, you won't like them today. I mean, is that this? So because the funny thing is, the people in front of me had got biscuits. And I'm like, so you gonna tell me, because you know I've complained before on your hard cracker-like biscuits, but you gonna go ahead and let the people in front of me get them, but the biscuits aren't good today? Are you serious with that? So I'm like, and I wanted to say something really, really horrible, but see, I know I'm being tested. The universe is testing me, so, and I want that good karma to come back. So I'm like, you know what? Go ahead and give me the croissant sandwich. Go ahead, that'll work. You know, that'll be fine. But how dare you? Because I'm glad you told me, but you're going to get, it's okay for everybody else, but you, you won't like the biscuits a day. I'm like, are you serious? You know, and I'm like, okay, you know, but it's just really funny because they remember, because I didn't clown them or anything. I was like, these biscuits are hard, and y'all should be selling this bull. You know, that was the other day, but you know, yesterday was a different day, but obviously the biscuits are still not good. So whoever that biscuit maker is, they need to be fired because they're not good. Anyhow, we're back. Chatting with Wayne in the chat room and Apocalypse in the chat room, and talking to myself like I always do here on the 5x5 podcast. Oh, darling Nikki will be back with me because I'm going to see her. So we'll do a spot while I'm in Indianapolis this weekend, and hopefully eventually bring her back into the fold. We had so much fun together when we started this thing out almost Well, it's now over 2 years ago, and we're still, well, I'm still doing it. Let's see. Where's my article at? What do you think about iPad? If you lose something. No, there it is. I thought I had lost it, but I didn't. No, Wayne, there was no biscuits for me, and I really, really, really wanted one. They weren't trying to hear me. They didn't care if I was fat or not. They were like, "Your fat ass, we ain't give you biscuits today." And because you was complaining last time, we ain't forgot. They told me. Something really, really embarrassing and kind of scandalous has came out of the whole Baltimore area about the police and the corruption in the police department. From Huffington Post, a former Baltimore police sergeant took to Twitter Wednesday to air a stunning list of acts he said he participated in and witnessed during his 11 years on the city's force. Michael Wood gave a no-holds-barred look at his career. A pop-up. What's up with all the damn pop-ups nowadays? I mean, even on iPad, I mean, come on now. Michael Wood gave a no-hold-bars look at his career in a previous radio interview, which I don't have, but his tweets gained traction for their brazen admissions that officers lied to get overtime, illegally searched thousands of people, and committed gross acts during raids like urinating and defecating on suspects' beds. And here are some of the tweets. I don't know if his Twitter account has been deleted yet, but his Twitter handle is at Michael A. Wood Jr., just the JR. First one says, "So here we go. I'm going to start tweeting the things I've seen and participated in policing that is corrupt, intentional or not." Second one says, "A detective slapping a completely innocent female in the face for bumping into him coming out of a corner chicken store." I mean, that tweet alone made me think these may be a little suspect, but you know, we'll see. The next one says, "Putting a handcuffed face down suspect, punting. He might have meant to say punching. A handcuffed face down suspect in the face after a foot chase. My handcuffs, not my boot or suspect. CCTV cameras turning as soon as a suspect is close to caught." I guess he meant being caught. "Pissing and shitting inside suspects' homes during raids on their beds and on their clothes." Now that's ridiculous. "Jacking up and illegally searching thousands of people with no legal justification. Having other people write PC statements who were never there because they could twist it into legality. Summoning officers who weren't there so they could collect overtime. And targeting 16 to 24 year old black males essentially because we arrest them more. Perpetrating the circle of arresting them more." I mean, wow. But here's the thing. And a lot of people are so mad about some of the exposure that bad cops and racist cops. But granted, they're all not bad. They're not all racist. And I think that needs to be said as well. But bad cops and racist cops, the exposure they've been getting, and people who want to believe that it doesn't happen, or the same people who don't believe who don't want to believe racism exists, they don't want to see this stuff, you know, and they're mad. But the reality is, this just didn't start in Baltimore. This just didn't start yesterday. This just didn't start last week. It's been going on. I'm a black male. Of a particular age. I've lived it. I know how the police can harass you and treat you like you're guilty until they're like, "Oh, this dude's legit." And then all of a sudden they change. Up until recent, when my car got vandalized, you know, the first thing out of the cop's mouth was, "Do you have a baby mama?" Excuse me? Do you take to the white boys like that? Do they have a baby mama? I don't have baby mamas. How about that? You know, I have a job. You know, so you know, it just exposes things that have already been, well, not even say expose, well, exposes and shines a light on things that have been happening for years. But now with all the cameras, social media, you know, that you can get anything instantly now and go worldwide in a matter of seconds. You know, people are like, oh, now you're mad because you're getting caught. Give me a break. A spokesman for the Baltimore Police Department confirmed that Wood left the force in 2014. He wasn't fired, so he doesn't have a benefit to lie on these people. In subsequent tweets, Wood promised to reveal more and expressed surprise at the attention paid to this commentary. Now, he knew what he was doing. After Freddie Gray died in April from a spinal cord injury he sustained while in police custody, thousands of Baltimore protested against against police brutality. Wood told the Secular News Network in May that the BPD started the riots. Wow. So we will be watching this story because it's very important, and it's just going to get more insane once more of this stuff comes out. I guess we should be looking for more of this type of thing to be shown. I don't know if I'm tired of it. How do you feel about it, Courtney?
I like a tornado, girl.
But I mean, seriously, tell me what you really think.
Ma'am, I just cannot bear to continue to talk.
Well, there you go. He can't talk about it, and we can't either. We're going to take a quick little break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Stan Lee, and he wants Spider-Man to stay white. I can't say that I blame him. And then we'll talk about the Confederate flag, and then we'll wrap up for the night. It is the 5x5 Pack Podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back.
I'm
haven't played that song in a very long time. That was Tinashe. She's blown up, kind of. I hear her on XM Radio on different songs. She has a song with Drake, I think, and maybe Chris Brown or something. But she's coming up there. This was the stuff that she was singing before she got the record deal. So y'all heard about Tinashe here at the 5x5 because I played all her the stuff before the hits came. Anyhow, oh, but did you guys hear Janet Jackson released No Sleep? I'm on the fence. I've heard the versions online. I have it. I'm going to probably buy it tonight, actually. I've heard those versions. I love Janet. I'm a big, 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 big Janet Jackson fan. my friend Zach, I said something about Janet the other day, a few podcasts ago. Like I said, people didn't know, not that I love Janet, I wanted to be Janet because I had committed to memory everything from Nasty all the way at that time to Pleasure Principle. But since then, I've added, you know, If and You Want This and all that kind of stuff. But well, this is really true. But I love Janet. Like, I was in high school. I was told the story 1,000 times, I'm sure. I still have a box of all the Janet Jackson posters and pictures that I collected. Remember Right On Magazine from back in the day? She was always on Right On Magazine. And I had them plastered. You couldn't see the wall because of all the pictures of Janet Jackson I had on the wall. And I love Janet. I used to scream and go crazy when she didn't win an award. but you know, she's a 50-year-old woman now, you know, so I don't expect you to come out the box with some big crazy dance number, although I think you should have. This song is more groovy. It's very Janet Jackson. Lyrically, I'm not buying it, but I think I don't know. I just think is something harder. You know, she's back with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, doing music. But we'll see. We'll definitely see, and we'll see what she comes up with. But No Sleep is a single that's out there right now. I just got a work text now. It's kind of ready. I'm sorry, but it has nothing to do with me. You know, I'm not fixing your stuff for you. grow up, people. But we're back. It's the 5x5 podcast, and we're just kind of ready to wrap some things up. Before we went to break, what were we talking about? I said I was going to do something, and I have to see what it is. So, Stan Lee finally weighs in on the Spider-Man conversation. You know, through some of those WikiLeaks, those emails that were hacked between Sony and I guess who's ever making the Paramount. Is Paramount that Avengers? Anyhow. Those emails between the executives that said this, the criteria for Spider-Man, that he must be white, he must be straight. I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad. You would think people, you know, more people of color would be mad. But us comic book nerds, I'm not mad because historically, Spider-Man was created by a white man for then. You know, what was Spider-Man created? 50s, 60s, you know, 40s, by Stan Lee in a very, very different world than we live in now. I don't think we have to make him black just because to make him look more like the diverse population of the world now. I think he's fine that he's white. I don't really care. When I was little, I was crazy about Spider-Man. You know, Spider-Man, remember the little live action 70s show? Crazy. It was horrible. He had those ropes for webs. But I don't see the point. They made some hoopla about the new Johnny Storm from the Fantastic Four movie, which is probably going to flop horribly, being black. You know, I don't think I care one way or the other. But when you have characters, to me, that are historically white characters, keep them white. I don't care. You don't change them to appease me. Make me an iconic character. And this goes to all the creators of comic books. Make me an iconic character that looks like me, but I don't want him to be something that's a second thought, or you're doing something just to be politically correct. Do it because you want. And it's easier, and I'll say this, it's easier to make a character gay, you know, throughout his mythos. You know, eventually, okay, he's gay. It's easy to do that. It doesn't have any color lines. You know, gender lines aside, it doesn't have any color lines. It's just easier to make a character gay. Now, whether it be received or not, we don't know. But, you know, there's gay comic book characters. I talked about that extensively on my Pride 48. Glitter and the Gleek. I said Glitter and the Gleek. Gleek from Space Ghost, remember? Glitter and the Geek on Sunday. You can find that here on the archives and on iHeartRadio. I think I said it already. There's gay characters, but black characters, we have Black Panther, we have Storm, we have what's the guy? Falcon now that's in the movies. Black Panther's going to get his own movie. I don't think it's necessary to make white characters black. I think it's a little offensive, actually. Oh, and because it's done on purpose, and we know it's done on purpose, you know, make me a new character. Give me a character that has enough qualities that sells, you know, not because of his skin color, because of his heroism, you know. Do it that way. And I don't, like I said, I don't think they need to be mad. So I had to agree with Stan Lee. What he said, the creator of the web-slinging superhero has responded to the latest leaked Sony email, saying he agrees with the decision to keep the character's ethnicity and sexuality unchanged. After a new set of leaked Sony emails revealed a restrictive set of rules for Spider-Man's on-screen persona, the character's creator, Stan Lee, has spoken out in support of the controversial stipulations. The rule that says Peter Parker's Spidey's alter ego should always be white doesn't bother Lee, according to an interview he gave to entertainment site Newsarama. I wouldn't mind if Peter Parker had originally been black, a Latino, an Indian, or anything else, that he stay that way, he said. But we originally made him white. I don't see any reason to change that. Lee is also in agreement with the requirement that Parker's sexuality should remain as originally written, but is open to the idea of other homosexual comic book characters. I think the world has a place for gay superheroes, certainly, he said. But again, I don't see any reason to change the sexual proclivities of a character once they've already been established. I have no problem with creating new homosexual heroes. But only thing I have about that, there's a lot of straight men supposedly that live a very straight life until they get into their 40s and 50s, and then Caitlyn Jenner, boom. So Stan, I think you're behind the times on that one, or you're not living reality. But as for being black, I totally agree. Not being black, I totally agree with him. He said Lee was also keen to point out that his remarks had nothing to do with bigotry, but rather than staying true to his work. He is the owner of the work. So when the owner and the creator of the work saying, I don't want him to be black, you know, then okay, that's not what he made. He made him a white superhero for him and people who look like him, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, although we do have Miles Morales, the Latino Spider-Man, who supposedly after this whole Secret War saga ends, he is going to be taking up the permanent position of Spider-Man, and we'll see if that's going to remain. But Tom Holland is now cast. We finally got that information today. He's going to be cast in he seems really young, in the new Captain America Civil Wars movie. And he was told to, once the announcement was made, they say he was summoned to the set of Civil War immediately. So we should be seeing that next May, hopefully. Last thing is, it has nothing to do with being anti-gay or anti-black or anti-Latino or anything like that, he said. Latino characters should stay Latino. The Black Panther should certainly not be Swiss. I just see no reason to change that which has already been established when it's so easy to add new characters. I say create new characters the way you want to. Hell, I do it myself. So, like I said, if they made the Falcon white in the movies, Black folks would have lost their mind, and I'm just keeping it 100. Y'all would have tore the movie theater up. You know, Black Panther, if he come out and he's a white man, y'all gonna act the fool. Leave Spider-Man alone. He's all right. Do what DC has done in their comic books, and I said this other day as well. They have a multiverse, and on some of the different Earth worlds or those other worlds of in the DC universe, there are Black heroes. There's a Black Wonder Woman. There's a Black Superman with different names. Same character, different name. Leave it alone. Leave it alone, and we'll all be okay, because everything doesn't have to be politically correct. You know, this is basic, and somebody's trying to make a big mountain out of a extremely small molehill.
Rooster says good morning with a cock-a-doodle-doo. Good morning. A horse's neigh is just his way of saying how are you. A lion growls hello, and owls ask why and where and who. May I suggest you get undressed and show them your wazoo. The animals, the animals. Let's talk dirty to the animals. Fuck you, Mr. Bunny. Eat shit, Mr. Bear. If they don't love it, they can shove it. Frankly, I don't care. The animals, the animals. Let's talk dirty to the animals. Up yours, Mr. Hippo. Piss off, Mr. Fox. Go tell a chicken, suck my dick and give him chicken pox. The animals, the animals. Let's talk dirty to the animals. From birds in the treetops to snakes in the grass. But never tell an alligator bye.
You have to learn Gilda Radner as singing Let's Talk Dirty to the Animals. That is completely hilarious. So our co-host tonight, secretly co-host tonight, was Courtney. and Courtney, I just have to, how do you feel about the podcast so far tonight?
Ma'am, I just cannot bear to continue to talk.
Oh, okay, he's still not talking. So, welcome back. It is the 5x5 podcast. We're going to wrap up with the last thing that I want to talk about tonight. And it is a very controversial topic, subject that's really, really been on every headline and every news story for the last week after the 9 Black parishioners at church in South Carolina were gunned down by a young man who obviously wanted to start a race riot, and then what's been brought into the light has been the Confederate flag, and that's what when I lived in Georgia, a lot of people used to say about some of the racist things, the Confederate flag, even because I've seen them. You know, it is still the South. You know, that's just the way it is. You know, but after this story has been so huge and so much hurt attached to what the young man did and the loss of life and the reasons why the lives were lost, it's kind of shown that. And people, again, when I say this, people, again, they get angry for exposing that something that's never really gone away. It's always there. We just happen to see it now, and because people are tired, you know, Black people have fought too long for a semblance of equality. No, we're not there yet. Will we ever be? Probably not in my lifetime. Hopefully in my niece and my nephew's lifetime. They get mad about, and I have more, I have bigger problems with the reasons why people are trying to say the Confederate flag shouldn't have come down at the state buildings. Now, Amazon, Walmart, I think Target have pulled all the images on products that they sell that contain the Confederate flag from the stores, which I think that's appropriate because there's so much, yes, history, you know, but it's an ugly history, you know, that was about enslaving another human. You know, race aside, about enslaving someone and thinking that that person is not equal to you or not as good as you, and using that as a symbol of this is where we were, I get it. And one reporter is part, you know, let it be a symbol in a museum. You know, this is part of our history. Yes, we have to own it, but we don't have to fly the flag and let everybody see and remember this is what we think of you, you know. So I found a few articles that one was like reasons why the Confederate flag should come down, should be removed. Because I'm like, you don't see it here now. There's a couple of idiots. I have a friend that when he speaks of people in the South, he uses rednecks like it's a race. He's like, well, they're rednecks, and you know, and they do this, and I'm like, I said, stop talking like these people and the things that they do against, you know, the Latino community, against the Black community, and treat them like they're a race, because redneck is not a race. Here is an article from OneCole.com, and it's five reasons the Confederate flag should stop waving in the South, stop flying at the SC, South Carolina State House. Number one, the Confederate flag in its current form was adopted by the succeeding slave states to differentiate their banner from the stars and stripes on the battlefield. It isn't a symbol of regionalism. It is a symbol of a violent attack on the Union. Number two, those who fought beneath the Confederate flag were fighting to retain slavery. They wanted an economic system in which they could kidnap people from Africa and coerce them into working for no salary. Any individual found kidnapping people today and coercing their labor for no money would go straight to jail. So why would the flag symbolizing these activities be retained? Three, the flag was a symbol of Jim Crow segregation laws in the American South, which resembled those of apartheid in South America. Number four, the flag was used in the 1950s and after as a symbol of opposition to the civil rights movement. And number five, the flag has been adopted as a symbol by many members of the white supremacist and KKK movements. Putting it in the state house just makes it look like as though the state condones that sort of thing. And that is a rational reason to take it down. And I'm not going to tolerate it because at first I'm like, well, I don't really care. It's part of history. I thought I drunk the Kool-Aid, and maybe it was an uninformed batch of Kool-Aid, but yes, I still drunk it. And just because, like I said, no longer does that's just the way it is a legitimate excuse, because it's not. And we need to start teaching the people, the generations after, this is not acceptable. You know, there's some things that we can tolerate, and if somebody wants to put that flag on their front porch, in their front lawn, on their body, then absolutely have at it. But if you're a state organization or government organization and you're flying that nonsense, it's just, it does look like that you're condoning it. But why did it take 9 people? And again, the light being shown to bring attention to that such that negative part of American history that condoned a certain part of our history that we're embarrassed by, you know, and so it's very hurtful to the people that that it opposes. So the last thing tonight, now the supporters of the Confederate flag are at the end of their rope and have organized a Hail Mary plan to win the social argument that they have been publicly losing the past several days. If the Confederate flag is being attacked by the media, supporters say, so should the rainbow gay pride flag. Brian Fisher may have been the first anti-gay activist to float the talking point, but it was picked up by Breitbart, whatever that is, earlier this morning, where it has thousands of anonymous internet commenters cheering the idea that gay pride flags should be banned because racism is still a problem in the South. False equivalency much? I think so. And well, on that note, we're going to say goodnight because I have to get to bed. Don't forget this weekend, if you happen to be in the Indianapolis or surrounding area and you don't have anything to do and you have anywhere from $25 for a day, go check out Indie PopCon. Yours truly will be there doing our 5x5 thing, mostly. Don't forget to tweet me, Facebook me, Instagram me on what celebrity should I take a picture with. Although Toni Moore will be there as well, the creator of The Walking Dead. I won't get a picture of him, maybe a table shot, possibly. But Edward James Olmos, Casper Van Dien, or, oh, I forgot to tell you earlier, the Q, John Delancey, I can't pronounce his last name. Him and also the original star of Flash Gordon. And I should have looked it up while I was taking a break. But one of those guys I'm going to take a picture with. I don't know who. I would rather not do Edward James Olmos, but because he wants $60 for his picture. So, but if y'all want to send me some money, if y'all want to, what's that called? Not Instagram. Send me some money for... to take a picture, go on and I will give you my PayPal address and y'all go on, send it to me. But hopefully I will have some things to bring back and then we'll have a contest later on in the month and then look for the Indie PopCon episode. Probably won't be Sunday. Definitely won't be Saturday night because here's the thing. I'm probably working Saturday night when I come back in town. So I'm going to leave at 4 o'clock on Saturday morning and we'll get to Indy about 6, 7, 8, 9 o'clock their time. And then we'll probably stay to 5, 6 o'clock. So I'll get back about 9 my time and then I'll go to work at midnight. You know, what do you think about that? That's going to be kind of crazy, right? Anyhow, thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to send me a voicemail at the 5x5.blogspot.com. You guys have a great weekend because the week's almost over and it's almost the end of June. And we'll see you next time. Good night.